SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Clouds of smoke rose above Kyiv and explosions were heard on Monday as Russia launched a barrage of missiles on the capital and other Ukrainian cities in a rare daytime attack, killing at least 41 people and hitting a key children's hospital in Kyiv. A video captures the moment a missile flew through the sky and hit the children's hospital. In the background, smoke could be seen billowing from another building that had recently been struck. Tatiana is the mother of young Edri, a little girl who was being treated at the Omat Dit Children's Hospital when it was hit. She ran out of the building holding tight onto Edri, her catheter still in place.
We came to the hospital 5 minutes before it all happened. We managed to get to the pediatric ward. I do not know. It is a nightmare. I do not even know if it was a missile hit or fragments of a missile.
37-year-old Volodymyr Kravchenko was with his wife and baby when everything exploded around them.
My wife has come here, she drove here, then it all started. My son began crying, so she did not go to the hospital. She ran to the bomb shelter instead. Then there was the explosion. The car is no more. But we are all okay. There was not enough time for the baby to get scared. But you see what's going on here. No words, even swear words, can describe it. But what matters most is that they are alive. Never mind the car, we will buy a better one. All will be fine.
The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, says the search is still ongoing for people trapped in the rubble of a residential building.
Emergency service workers are on the site. We hear voices. People are under the rubble. We're working as fast as possible to save these people. There's work to do.
Outside the Omat Dit Children's Hospital, the injured and sick children sat dazed, some sobbing, while dozens of people dug through the rubble with their bare hands. Russia has denied it targeted the facility, saying the Omat Dit Children's Hospital had actually been hit by fragments of a Ukrainian air defense missile. But Ukraine says it found remnants of a Russian cruise missile. In the city of Kryvyi Rih, emergency services say 11 people were confirmed dead and 47 wounded. The international community has reacted with shock and condemnation. Stéphane Dujarric is the United Nations spokesman for Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General strongly condemns today's missile attack by the Russian Federation, hitting residential and civilian infrastructure across Ukraine, including in the cities of Kyiv, Kryvyi, Dnipro, and Pokrovsk. The strike reportedly killed dozens of civilians, including children, and injured over 150 more. The incidents in which missiles hit the Okhmadit National Children's Specialized Hospital in Kyiv, which is the largest pediatric facility in Ukraine, and another medical facility in Kyiv, are particularly shocking.
Matthew Miller from the U.S. State Department is also condemning Russia for its latest attack, saying the sites that were struck served no military purpose.
They're not sheltering Ukrainian military assets. They're not sheltering members of the Ukrainian military. These are civilian infrastructure, pure and simple, that cannot, should not, must not be targets of military attacks. But once again, we've seen Putin deliberately attacking civilian infrastructure as part of his bloody war against Ukraine.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed to retaliate and rebuild.
Beyond any doubt, we are going to rebuild everything that these terrorists have destroyed. And beyond any doubt, we are going to answer these savages from Russia. Everybody that was injured will get all necessary help, and we pledge to work on bringing Russia to justice for the terror, and Russian President Vladimir Putin for his orders to carry out these strikes.
Assam al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.